Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
We're alive, Descendants. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Chapter 9, A Life for a Life. Part 3 of 3.
Nick, you better get dressed.
Come on.
Why?
The sooner you do that, the sooner we get this press bullshit done, and the sooner we can leave this shithole. Look, Nick, I get it. You lost her. But there was nothing you could do. Hell, we both saw what happened. I don't think there was anything Vera could have done either.
No. You don't understand.
Please. You think there's a person alive who hasn't tragically lost someone they love? I've been there too.
Not like this.
Okay, fine. Maybe I didn't have to watch it live on TV. But do you want to spend one more minute moping around? Or you want to get this over with and finally get the hell out of Prim? That doesn't mean you have to give up. Once you have the opportunity, you can always come back and get even for what they did.
If that's even possible.
Trust me, you can always get even. But you gotta leave this place first. Where are you going next? To Westport?
Of course.
Then focus on that. One step at a time. Also, I don't think they'd let me go without you, and I sure as shit don't want to stick around. Natta boy.
I don't even know what to say to them.
To who?
Everyone back home. Oh, their questions. They'll probably even find some way to blame me for this.
Or they'll be so happy to see you, no one will care about anything else, huh?
You don't know my foster dad. Michael will not let this go easy. I can see him lecturing me now.
Dads, they can be tough, huh?
I'm never going to hear the end of it. This place is just part of it. I have to tell them about the crash site, that crazy infected we ran into at the tunnels, and then face Lisa's dad. Going back there is It's gonna be heavy.
You don't know how it's gonna be. One step at a time. And once you're on your own, then you can deal with all your baggage. And by that time, I'll be long gone.
Oh, gee, thanks. So, where are you going after this?
I'm gonna head home too. Like I told you, my family hasn't heard from me in a while. It would be good to check in. Where else do I have left to go?
You could always come back with me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You can handle yourself. Could always use that in another guardian.
Thank you, but I don't think that's the life for me.
Well, if you change your mind, I think we made a pretty good team.
You could say that. I guess you could say we didn't lose our cool.
Oh, come on, man. This guy.
Hey. Oh, they're early.
Well, I'm ready, so hurry it up. Why are you taking so long?
There he is. All right, let me finish getting ready.
Who is it?
How should I know?
Whatever.
I can't open it from this side. What do you expect us to do?
Sorry, I didn't want to barge in. I needed to talk to you.
Will?
What are you doing here?
I need to hurry.
Vincent's almost ready. Tell the boy that she can fuck off until then.
Trust me, I want to. I'm not with her. She doesn't know I'm here. If she did, it'd be bad.
Yeah? And why is that?
The game isn't over.
The hell it isn't?
Why?
We're done.
How do you know it's not?
She's going to force you into another one.
Not a chance in hell that's gonna happen.
Why would we ever do that?
She has your people.
What? Who?
A small group from Westport.
Wait, someone came for us? How did they even find this place?
I don't know how they got here, but after you went into the arena, they traveled here to get you out.
Who? Who was it?
I think their names are Kelly, Victor, and Bert.
God damn it! What were they thinking? They ain't even trained, and Bert's like, he's like a million years old.
What's going on?
Prim captured a group of our friends from Westport. They came for us, and now we're...
The boar. She's definitely going to use them against you. I don't know what you can do about it, but now that you know...
Wait. Why are you helping us?
Like I said before, I hate what she does here, what she's done to you and so many others. I'm just so very sorry about Lisa.
Yeah. Me too.
And your other friends, well, they at least got... Oh, shit!
What the fuck you doing here, Will?
I was just,
spilling the beans.
Boar, no, ma'am, no, I wasn't,
Don't lie to me.
Caught you, didn't we?
You fucking killed her, you bastard!
Nick!
Hate to bloody you up before the cameras, but it will look a lot worse if there's a few extra holes in you.
Walrus, I can handle this.
Yeah.
Will, wait outside.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Jackal, don't let Will out of your sight.
Yes, ma'am.
The fuck kind of game are you playing here? You said we could go. What the hell are you gonna pull now?
Look, I just got out of the shower. If you need some extra time...
Stay where you are.
What did Will tell you?
What are you gonna do to them?
I assume you mean Bert, Victor, and Kelly? Will told you, didn't he? That's why he came here.
Little rat. Should take him outside and put a hole right through that brainiac skull.
Do not touch him. Like I said, I'll deal with Will later.
What about us? We aren't actually free, are we?
You? Of course you are. Fair is fair. We don't rig our games. And we certainly don't cheat. Rules are rules. And we hold true to them.
Good. Then I'll finish getting dressed, and you all can fuck right off.
What are you gonna do to the others?
That is the golden question now, isn't it? See, they aren't free. Trespassing, trying to interfere with a game in motion, the list goes on. What do you think I should do?
Wouldn't want to give your sick mind any new ideas.
Careful now. I came here trying to be nice.
Right. Nice.
Okay, well, maybe not nice. More like, I came to barter. That's more my style.
For what?
The lives of your friends, of course.
What the hell would we have to do?
Your rounds in the arenas. To be honest, there have never been more popular contenders. The amount of bets and people watching, it's on a scale we've never seen. And to have this many winners at once, it's a first. You're talented. I'll give you that. And your fans, they want more.
You want us to go back in there? Are you insane?
Oh, there is no way I'm going back into Winter Wonderland or any other weird shit arena that you guys have set up.
No. Not this time. This time would be different. Something akin to the old days.
The what?
When Prim was first resurrected, we only had one arena. The Stomping Grounds. Modeled after the old Roman Colosseum. A simple place. For simple engagements.
That was the huge stadium we walked by on the way in.
The very same. Whatever people paid to see, we obliged.
And what would they pay for now?
Three infected against three contenders.
Still a hell no from me. I'm gonna walk right out that front door, get an army, and come back and blow this place all to hell.
Nick, please.
Even if you could, your friends would be dead by the time you got back. And trust me, we have plenty of friends, too. This place wouldn't fall so easily. There's still a lot of desert to cross.
Wait, so you're gonna execute our friends if we don't do this?
Execute? No, nothing like that. We'd give them a fair shot, like we did for you. But they're a lot older. Softer. I doubt they'd make it more than a day.
You're serious?
Always. As much as I like your friends, I do have a business to run here. And this would be a one-for-one exchange. No more, no less.
But you need three.
That's right.
That would mean...
I'd have to join as well. Seriously?
Only way this deal works.
Yeah, there's no way I would ever...
I'll do it.
That's one.
What? Vera, you can't. This isn't right. Don't let her win like this. There has to be another way.
I can do what I want.
You know what? Fine. I'm in too.
There's the second.
What the hell? What? I thought you were leaving.
Can't do this without me, right, Nick? Figure I'd make it easier on you. I owe you this, don't I? Life for a life?
Vincent, why? I mean, you had a plan.
Where would I go, really?
Look, I can't let you guys do this. You know what she's gonna do, right?
You swear you'll let the others go?
Like I said, we have very strict rules here. You can walk free right now if you like. The door is open.
Is it?
Nick, wait!
For what?
If you leave, the deal's off. Bert will go in immediately, along with Kelly and Victor. Odds are, they would be dead before sundown. If anything, I'd be betting they'd end up joining the infected already in there. Spend whatever time they have left hunting down the next contenders. But you. Sure. You'd be free.
God damn you!
Careful now.
You have a choice. But this is your only chance.
Fuck it. Fine. I'll do it.
And there's three.
Here we go again.
At least we're all together this time.
Yeah. So hope it stays that way.
We'll cancel the interviews. Save them for later. You all might as well stay here and get ready. Let the games begin.
Fucking stay in there!
Leave us.
You sure you want to be alone with this little traitor?
Will can't hurt me. Can you, Will? Walrus, start making your preparations for the final game. Plenty to do, and I don't want to wait to get things underway.
On it. Oh, this is gonna be a good one.
Get up, Will. Sit, now. How's this coming along? You able to make it work yet?
No, I couldn't. The mod again is broken beyond repair.
I find that hard to believe. You can do anything, Will, as long as you put your mind to it.
It wasn't possible, but I'm working on a replica. Something smaller, even better, maybe.
How so?
It's more of a combustion light gas gun, a mix of hydrogen and oxygen as the propellant. I'm having trouble with the uniform ignition, but it's almost there.
See? This. This is the reason I keep you around.
Please, Bor, I'm sorry. I...
For warning them? Honestly, there wasn't much of a point in what you did. I was going to tell them anyway. You just removed my bartering position and brought emotion into it. Why did you go behind my back?
I don't know.
Oh, I think you do. Haven't I given you everything you ever needed here? Technology that has long been lost. Look at all this. I pulled you out of those shit camps and gave you an entire workshop. I gave you a chance. And this is how you repay me.
It won't happen again, I swear.
Oh, no. It won't.
I won't. I promise. I swear. Can I take my medicine now?
If you need it.
Well, where?
No, you won't find it in there.
What? No. No.
Over there.
Where'd he go? No.
I think someone went through your stash.
What? What did you do with it? Please, I need that stardust. I can't.
After what you did, I'm not sure if you really need it.
Please, you can't do this.
Back away. Now. Withdrawal is painful. But I'll hurt you even worse if you take one step closer.
I won't be able to work like this. Look at my hands. I won't be able to think. I can't function. I'm already sweating.
You'll survive. And maybe next time, you'll learn.
I'll run away.
Even if you could, you would have to learn to live without your medicine.
No.
Life is so much harder without that buffer protecting you from all the bad thoughts surrounding your mind. You'll feel like you're choking on the back of your teeth. Finish what you started, and I'll give you another bag of stardust. Until then, you're on your own. This is me letting you off easy. You're lucky I'm locking you in here, and not in the stomping grounds like your new friends.
What?
You know I can't let them leave, right?
No. No.
When are you going to understand, Will? I never lose.
Ma'am, we've looked everywhere. We can't seem to find the two females from the Westport group that escaped.
They couldn't have left the city. We're sealed off. Get back out there, Jackal. Find them, or don't come back at all.
Yes, ma'am.
Descendants will continue after a word from our sponsors.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And now, back to Descendants.
Did you lose big?
You could say that.
Well, how about another round in the house?
Why not?
You got it.
You sure?
What does it matter? I can't believe it. They got Lisa.
At least we still have Nick and Vera.
You really think they're going to let them go free?
Well, that's what they've been saying over and over on the TV. Look, we'll find a way to regroup and get the kids home.
And what about Bert and the others? Or the people from the train? Just leave them?
One thing at a time. I don't know who else we can get to from our position.
I doubt Nick and Vera will be free. Even if we did somehow leave now, the others would be dead for sure by the time we come back.
The Boer will keep a word. Whatever that is.
How do you know that?
I guess I don't know for sure. She follows a strict set of rules, even for herself. That was clear from the little time we spent talking. But right now, we have no weapons, and we have no way to get inside any of the compounds. We're running out of options if we have any at all.
Comforting.
Best thing I can come up with is to order another round. Barkeep, another, please.
Coming right up.
Make it two.
That isn't going to help.
It isn't going to hurt either.
I shouldn't be doing this.
We're blending in. You know, making sure we're not seen. Could be a lot worse.
Not sure how. I guess we can't do anything to draw extra attention.
Two shots, please.
Haha, Nakoma.
Heads up. Something's off about that one that just stepped up at the bar.
Where?
With what you just made? Buy the whole bar around.
You want me to take my money elsewhere?
It's coming, okay? It's coming right up.
Is that... That's the girl we saw on the TV earlier. She was with Vera before they went into the arena.
Mm-hmm. Get a load of what's tucked away on her hip. Blowgun. For darts.
Then she's the one who took them.
I'd say it's a safe bet. Hey, what are you doing? Where are you going, Riley? Oh, no.
Nakoma, here you go.
Keep the change.
Shit, you bitch!
What the hell did you do that for?
You started this.
Screw this. All of you stay back. This is not your fight.
That's what you used, huh?
Get the hell off me. I'll get it.
Took them from us! Grab her!
That's it! I'm calling this in!
Back away from the phone. Calm the hell down before you get really hurt. I have... Where is it? Shit.
Looking for something? Blowguns are such chicken shit weapons.
Give that back.
Why don't I just break it?
No! Don't!
Nuh-uh. It's over now.
What? Go.
Do it. She deserves it.
You do and you'll never see them again.
That's already going to happen.
Not unless... Unless...
Unless what?
I help you.
What?
I can't, I swear.
Should I?
Let her go.
You were fast.
Screw this. I'm still calling.
No. It's all good. These are just old friends.
Hell of a way to say hello.
What can I say? They're French.
Huh.
So much for not drawing attention.
Hey, Danny. You know what? You're right. I made enough. Everyone's next round's on me! And you. Sorry for the mess.
Uh-huh.
Well, that might work.
That your booth back there? Grab my drinks, would you?
I'll get them.
You better stop talking soon.
You're one of them, huh? I knew they raised fighters in Westport, but damn. I guess you two were the ones that got away.
How do you know about that?
Overheard a couple of animals talking. They were out searching for you.
Here.
Can I have my blowgun back? That tube was a gift.
How do we know you won't use it on us?
I don't have many darts left. Wouldn't be worth it at this point. And there's two of you.
That's supposed to make us feel better?
You said you could help. How and why?
One second. Oh.
Why? That's why.
Turn up the TV, please.
We are pleased to announce that there will be one last round with the winners.
No.
They have agreed to a double or nothing combat simulation in the old stomping grounds.
No!
This will be something like you haven't seen in years. The contenders will be playing for an exclusive winners package arranged by the boar. Well, for anyone who makes it through alive, that is. You can't be dead and be a winner. Bets are active now, so head down to your dealers. Are they gonna make it again? You guess the outcome and win big! Anything can happen. Just look at what they did before.
Why would they do that?
Rumor has it they caught three of you coming to collect Nick and the others. I'd say the boar is doing a trade.
Life for a life.
She can't do that.
You're right. Unless they agreed to it.
Honestly, I think the boar would do just about anything to keep you Westporters from leaving.
Why?
You all have seen too much. She likes to keep everyone close. Or dead.
Why are you telling us this? Aren't you on her side?
I got trapped. Same as them. Worked up the chain, thought that would give me a chance to get out, but the boar has her ways. One game after the next. I made a mistake. Forgot what it was like to be on the other side. Just hoping it's not too late.
We're supposed to believe that? You're the reason the kids are even here in the first place.
And I've tried to make up for it. I gave them every advantage I could. And it worked. They wouldn't have made it this far without me.
Like that mattered. Look where they're going now.
I know. That place is a death pit.
Do you know the boar personally? You have a working knowledge on how everything runs here. You can get us on the inside?
Not exactly. She only trusts her inner circle, and I already turned her down.
So, take it back.
She'd never believe that. Too smart. Would see it coming a mile away. I just happened to change my mind after this.
Unless you gave her something she wanted.
Like what?
How about me?
What? No.
Look, she doesn't really know what you look like, Riley, but she talked to me up close. It'd be easier for you to blend in. And if you accept a position, that will allow us to get even closer than we ever could otherwise, find out what's happening next, and then turn the game against her.
You can't be serious.
If they put me in the penthouse with Bert, Kelly, and Victor, I can let them know what's happening so that when things fall into place, we can start running. I'd be close enough to protect them, too.
You'd do that? What if the boar doesn't need you?
Nah. She wouldn't kill me. She'd save me for something else. But it wouldn't matter by that point if we get everyone out.
That's a hell of a risk. And what would I be doing exactly?
Still would need you and her to start the ball in motion on the outside.
It's Nakoma.
Right. Yeah, I'm Mira, this is Riley.
How is it you think I can trust her all of a sudden?
Nakoma could have taken her money and ran, but she stayed. She's trapped here just like the rest of us.
Exactly.
Look, I didn't see a way on her own. But with her knowledge and access...
You're gonna break the boar, right? Tear all that shit down?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
All right, then I'm in.
Riley, this doesn't work without you.
Right now, the current odds are 20 to 1. Do you know how much you could win at that rate? Who knows? You've seen them in action. Coming back for one last round, the Guardians at the Stomping Grounds!
Okay, I'm in.
All right, it's settled. Now comes the hard part, figuring out how the hell we're gonna do it.
I got some ideas on that.
Good. Whatever we come up with, we need to move fast. Lord knows no one else is coming to help.
Well, this is the kitchen.
or what's left of it. There should be some old cans of food on the bottom shelf. But I'm warning you, it's pretty old.
Dot.
Is that all she ever says?
I mean, pretty much. Dealing with some heavy trauma. She's been getting a little better since I've known her. She's at least said 3 other words now.
Well, you're welcome to have whatever is left.
Dot!
Yeah, I can heat that up for you. Or not.
You don't have to. This is great as is.
Oh, I still can't believe it. Rhonda and Robbins had a kid. Well, there's a resemblance. Pieces of them both in you.
Yeah. I've been told that before by people who knew them. There aren't many, but...
Did they ever, tell you about me?
Yeah. Well, Puck did, not too long ago, before he retired.
He told you everything?
From his perspective, unless you have more to tell?
It most likely would be about the same.
Dot.
My dad was on a mission. Found Gloria, my mom, and her sister here. This is where my parents met. Things went bad when they left.
Dot.
Yeah, if we don't have to recount what happened, I'd rather not.
I didn't want to, but Dot doesn't know.
You know, a lot of my time spent down here. I reflected how I could have handled things differently. Regret has a funny way to continually eat away at you over time. If they were still with us, I'd want to find a way to tell them how sorry I was about all that.
They would have appreciated it. Maybe they know now. Kind of feels like they're still here, you know? In this place.
Dot.
Mom led me here after all. Always felt like this was her home.
Well, it's, not much of anything anymore. I'm afraid the Atlas and I are starting to become the same.
That can change. It's been such a long time since all that, and you can't let what happened pull you down forever. I bet my mom and dad would feel the same way.
I wanted to go and find them. I just can't believe they're both gone. I always thought that Rhonda would come back here one day. I never expected it would be their kid who would show up.
Have you been down here this whole time? What have you been doing?
Counting the days. Doing what little I can to keep this place running. And trying not to go crazy the rest.
Wouldn't you want to go somewhere else? There's other places out there still.
I've gone outside. Watched from a distance. There doesn't seem to be anything better on the surface. No, the Atlas is my home. It's where I need to be. It's what I deserve.
Yeah, well, you're wrong. This doesn't have to be your prison.
How long are you planning on being here? Rhonda may have left a back door to this place, but that doesn't mean it's hers. Honestly? You're lucky I didn't shoot you both.
Die.
We're glad you didn't. Look, I didn't know anyone would be here. Honestly, we didn't have anywhere else to go.
Where are you coming from? Why'd you really come here?
Trying to find anything that could help us. Do you have any idea what's going on in Prim?
Pieces. Like I said, I keep my distance.
It's a fucked up place. A slaver camp. And far worse. They send people into infected pens, playing games with them until they're dead.
And you wonder why I stay off the surface.
But our friends are still in there.
Dot!
And coming here changes that. How?
Could give us a chance to do something. I was told about this place. You had weapons and vehicles.
Stop it. Fuel went bad a long time ago. My cars haven't run in ages.
But you still have guns.
Oh, and giving you those would change what? If Prim is as big and bad as you say it is, even if you had my weapons, what chance is there with an entire city against you?
Look, Dot and I know the tunnels in and out. It's how we escaped. We could sneak past their defenses and get our friends out.
Just you two? No, it can't be done.
Well, what if you helped? That'd be three. And I heard you were pretty good in the field.
Why would I do that? Wouldn't raise your odds much. And that's if I fancied suicide, which I don't. You'd need an army to infiltrate that place. And even then...
What if we can get that?
Dot?
Westport. They'd help if we get a message to them, right?
Westport's where you're from? Where's that located?
Southern California. Do you have anything here that could transmit a message that far?
I might. But it'd be about as useful as you two going up against Prim.
What do you mean?
I'll show you. Comm's room is this way.
I know. This place is crazy, right?
Well, you should have seen it in its heyday. And how can you understand her?
Getting there. It's taken some time.
Well, this is the comm room. A lot of the radio gear is fairly old. I doubt much of it still works anymore. But when it was a missile silo, the military did allow long-range transmissions.
You talk to anyone with this stuff? I bet you could find someone out there.
Well, I tried a while back with the short range, but I haven't even picked up anything in a long time. It's mostly static or interference.
Why is that?
Well, best bet is something is jamming the signals in or out.
Gotta be Prim.
Dot?
It's worth a try, right?
Be careful with what you say on the open airwaves. Wouldn't want anyone showing up here unannounced. Again.
Of course. Operational security. I'll be careful.
Dot?
If you need me, I'm headed to my study. There's a map down the hall. That'll show you where that is.
Dot.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate this. And everything.
Dot.
If, you need some place to stay, you could use your mom's old room. It's still labeled on the map, and I haven't touched it since she left.
Really?
Good luck.
Dot?
Yeah, I know. From Puck's stories, I expected her to be a little different.
Dot?
Well, I was trained on some of this equipment that looks similar back at Westport, like the Syngars. Here goes nothing. Mayday, mayday. This is the crew of 590, the downed recon group dispatched from Red Hat and Westport. Come back, I see. Come back.
Dot.
The best we can do is keep trying everything. There's got to be some way to reach them. Mayday! Mayday! This is the crew of 590, the downed recon group dispatched from Red Hat and Westport. Come back, I see. Come back! Mayday! Mayday! Westport emergency response. Can you hear me? We're in dire need of help. Is anybody out there?
Westport emergency response, are you there? Copy? Anybody out there from Westport?
Oh, hi. Uh-huh. Oh, no. Are you sure? I can come there. I'll head out right now. Pegs? Are you good? You need anything?
I'm fine. Thanks.
That was the stables. They need some help with one of the pregnant mares. Are you going to be okay here by yourself for a little bit?
Yeah, I'll be fine. Really.
Well, mi casa es su casa. Help yourself to whatever's in the house. Dean will be back from his shift soon if you need anything.
Thank you. You've already been too generous with all this. Good luck with the horse thing.
Thanks. It might be a long night. Remember, keep the doors locked, and there's a number by the phone for emergencies. Oh, in case you're not up when I get back, I'll see you in the morning. Planning on pancakes for breakfast.
That sounds great. Night.
Our limited run series, Triage, will return after these words from our local Westport sponsors. Portable tent now available for purchase from the market. Simply add the blood sample to the vial. Shake. And if it's red, dead. Successful against the slow turner. What?
And she's gone. Great. Now where the hell would you hide it? Nope. Nothing. Come on. Why the hell would they keep it in their fridge? Think, Pegs. Think. Ew. Of course. Ugh. Empty. They wouldn't keep it among their normal jewelry, would they? No, nope. No, none of these are even close. Ooh, wait, this one's big. Damn it. They'd hide it better than this. Ugh, I am never going to find one of their damn rings!
Hello? Mom?
Shit.
You here?
Maybe I don't have to.
Mom.
She got called away to the stables.
Oh, figures. You want some ice cream? The vendor was selling some by work. Homemade.
It's really good.
You okay? What's wrong?
Dean? I know.
What? You know the ice cream is good? Why, you've had it before?
No. I know who you are.
Okay. I'd sure hope you would. I mean, come on.
And I know who your family is.
Well, yeah, of course. You're staying in our home. Are you feeling okay, Pegs?
Dean, I know the truth, but I still have questions that you'd better be able to answer.
All right. Yeah, this ice cream needs to be put away before it melts.
Were you ever friends with Nick? Did you even care?
Oh, please, you know Nick is my best friend. Where is all this coming from?
Did you have anything to do with what happened to Michael? Because so help me if you did.
Whoa, easy. Of course I didn't. Come on now, why on earth would I ever do anything like that? You know who I am, Pegs.
That's right, I do. So you can quit the act. I found one of your rings.
Our what?
You're a part of the families.
The what?
Same as Latch, Scratch, Dry, and Angel. Now you want to tell me where the hell you fit in with all them?
I can't.
Oh, you can, and you will.
Now tell me, what the hell did you do to my son? Were you responsible?
You know I would never do that.
No, no, no. You know, I don't know anything real about you, Dean. How do I know what the hell you're capable of?
That's not what we were here for.
Then why are you here? And Mira and Ruth and are you even related?
Yeah, of course we are. I'm not allowed to admit anything.
But you already have. What's going on? Why are you here?
I can't.
You can. What does it matter if I already know? Were you inviting me over to your house because I'm next? Is that it?
The opposite. We're supposed to keep you safe.
From who?
I don't know. Okay? That is the truth. I swear.
So you had nothing to do with Michael or Nick?
No.
You've been checking into the hospital regularly. You going back to finish the job?
No, I've gone back there to watch him, make sure whoever did that can't try again. Same as Ruth.
Is that where she went tonight?
Yes.
How can I begin to believe you weren't involved with what happened to Michael?
We really don't know who attacked him. It came as a shock to all of us, too.
And I'm just supposed to trust you on that. Everything you've ever said or done has been a lie.
That's not true.
How is it not true?
I can't fully explain it. I'm not allowed.
Uh-huh.
Please give that back. If my mom finds out you have her ring, she'll...
She'll what? Catch. You gonna get that?
This isn't hers. This isn't one of ours at all.
Oh, it isn't? Huh.
You... Really, Pegs?
Yeah, that's right. How does it feel to be lied to? Is this Ruth? I have some questions for her, too. Mullen residence. What? When? Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Yes, I'll be right there. Thank you. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
What?
You stay. Stay there.
What is it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
What are you looking for?
Wait, just shut up and tell me which one's Ramirez's car.
It's the one on the left. What happened? Who was that?
You know, I don't need to tell you anything.
Please, I'm here to help. I swear to you. Let me do that.
I need to...
Here, I can open the door for you if you just let me.
Back away! You already helped enough! I need to get to the hospital!
Is it Michael? Let me drive you. Did he...
No! He's awake!
Pegs, wait!
Pegs, I just heard
pregnant mare, huh?
I left once I heard Michael is awake.
Just stay there, both of you. I don't want you anywhere near him. Do you understand me? Just stay away.
What happened?
It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Margaret Cross?
That's me. I need to see him.
Any weapons on you?
No! Now, please, I can't wait.
Okay, head in. Dr. Cam is with Michael now.
Hey, you can't be in here. What are you doing?
Oh, you just try and remove me. I'm his wife.
He's barely stable right now. I don't think this is the best time to visit.
Pegs?
Michael? Can you hear me?
No, I'm still here.
Oh my God, you're awake. I've been so worried. I can't. Oh, Michael, what happened? What happened? Who did this to you?
I don't know. It happened so fast.
Well, Dora was there when you were attacked. Right after, you told her it was... You told her it was an angel.
Oh. I did?
Yes. You have to think. What does that mean? What did you mean by that?
I don't know.
Please, I know you need to catch up, but he's barely come out of his coma. He needs to rest. We still don't know if he'll fully recover.
Wait. Pegs... I love you.
Oh, Michael. I love you too.
I'm so sorry this happened.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Where's Nick? I saw him leave. Right? Is he okay?
Yes. Nick, he's gonna be fine.
Good. Good. Oh, I was worried.
Wait, why? Why were you worried?
Nick had the journal.
Yes, yes. Do you know where he was going?
They were gonna take him away from us.
Who? What are you saying? Who was gonna take Nick?
The director.
What?
Keep him safe, Pigs. Please.
I will. But I need to know what you're talking about. I need to know. Who is that?
Yeah. Hope will understand. You can ask her.
Hope is gone.
What?
She passed and Michael, no one else knows where Nick could be.
Oh. I thought he was safe.
What? Michael, are you
Shit.
Okay? Michael,
nurse.
Breathe!
I need a nurse in here! You need to leave!
Michael, just relax. Just, it doesn't matter. None of that matters. Just,
Pegs.
It's gonna be okay.
Pegs.
You'll be okay. Just let them...
Pegs. Pegs, listen. In my desk, there's...
What?
There's... Let you...
Pegs!
What, Michael, let me what?
Yeah.
Give us the room.
No, I'm not leaving.
Pegs.
Michael.
Someone get me the crash cart.
Find him.
Pegs, you need to let me through.
Find him.
Pegs.
I love you.
I love you too. I love you too.
Michael's awake? I just heard.
CJ, yeah, down the hall.
Pegs is already in there.
There she is. Pegs. How is he? They told me... What's going on? Pegs, tell me. How is Michael? Pegs?
He's gone.
To be continued in the next chapter of We're Alive, Descendants. And now a word from our sponsors.
Hold up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You've been listening to We're Alive, Descendants. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Starring
Jatan Gilbert as Nicholas.
Hajin Cho as Vera.
Hayes Dunlap as Dean.
Jim Gleason as Michael.
Alisa Elliott as Pegs.
Constance Parn as CJ.
Christy Carlson Romano as Gloria.
Claire Dodin as Riley.
Carol Kaufman as Mira.
Shannon Cudd as Ruth.
Vanessa Bourne as Nakoma.
Michael Ursu as Vincent.
Briarly Bishop as Dot.
Sam Skolnick as Will.
Gigi Guisado as the Boar.
Josh Petersdorf as Walrus.
William Leon as Jackal.
Hattie Williams as Animal Guard.
Danny Wayland as Danny the Bartender. And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by Greg Miller,
Hero Carlisle,
Nasaka Malimba,
Kyle Pottig,
Shannon Zimmerman,
Phil Nieto,
Gino Jang. Produced by K.C. Whalen. Editing and sound design by Gino Jang. Assistant editing by Tim Mulhern. Infected sound design by Michael Keane and Gino Jang. Mastered by Gino Jang. Original music by Robert Mai and Danny Burkhoff Hopkins.
Score assistance by Evan Tamani.
Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Victoria Cheng. Script supervisor, Gino Jang. Production assistants, Isabella Miller and Holly Megan Scott. Audio production manager, Victoria Cheng. Social media manager and videographer, Gino Jang. Co-produced by Rusty Quill. Executive producer, Alexander J. Newell. Chief Marketing Officer, Callum Dougherty. Marketing Assistant, Hattie Quinlan. Network Liaison, Tom Park. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. Access exclusive content and lore on our Patreon and follow us on social media for regular updates. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.